ABC Radio Australia.
The young Tongan weightlifter at the centre of an international social media debate over her exclusion from the Olympic Games is going to Tokyo after all. The debate has centred around 21-year-old Kunini Maumua apparently missing out on a place to make way for Laurel Hubbard, the 43-year-old transgender athlete from New Zealand. But after making a special application for a weightlifting spot, Secretary General of Tonga's National Olympic Committee says Nini has been given the all clear to go to Japan.
She's going, I can confirm that. We applied for a tripartite universality place. Our position was just expecting either a male or female lifter under the application. So we just received that Nini has been confirmed as the successful applicant in our application. I think the decision was by IOC and IWF. We have no knowledge of that. So I guess they are putting together all various reasons and factors. Maybe some lifters are pulling out or some are being caught for doping and all these things. So I don't know, but we are just thrilled that we have now added one athlete to our contingent to Tokyo 2020.
Now, the debate that was going on was the question of whether or not she had missed out as a result of Laurel Hubbard getting a place for New Zealand. Now, of course, the debate will switch to whether or not it's going to be a fair contest for Nini and the other female athletes taking part against Laurel Hubbard, who is a transgendered athlete. I mean, where do you stand on that as far as the Tongan sport is concerned?
It is unfortunate. Our position, I can't really say much on it because we haven't really fully discuss this issue, but maybe after the games, or maybe we need some time, probably sit down and look at the horizon and work our way around and make a proper comment on that.
So it would seem that perhaps Tonga is taking, shall we say, a more laid-back approach to this than, for example, they have in Samoa over the last few years, where they've been very outspoken about Laurel Hubbard's presence at international competitions. They basically are opposed to it and feel it's essentially unfair.
I don't know whether I'll categorize it as a laid-back kind of attitude, but see, weightlifting is still a minor sport here. We're still trying to build up a reputation, and I know in the past we've been successful, especially in our men's division, but everyone is entitled for his or her opinion, and I think with the way forward, we'll probably sit down as a group and bring probably relevant stakeholders and have a good discussion on the matter. But for us, we never look at that side of things. We just wanted to see whether we have a male or a female lifter to Tokyo.
Are you within Tongan sport, and Nini herself obviously going to Japan to compete, ready for what's likely to unfold in Tokyo? Because the world's media is going to be looking at this event, this particular weightlifting event, and that means, of course, that your athlete will be very much caught up in that.
I'm sure Nini's on top of things, and I'm sure she's prepared herself and her coach. I don't know exactly what her reaction comes to Tokyo, but I'm sure she will be just concentrating on performing to the best of her ability. I'm not saying that she's a medal prospect, but she has prepared well, and with her coaches and her supporting team, I think Nini will do her best in Tokyo.
And tell me a little bit about the switch of countries for her, of course, because she has represented the United States in the past, but she clearly has Tongan heritage and is very keen to represent Tonga now. Was that switch easy to achieve?
No, you know what? I think you can also relate this to the success of our Matema Tonga national rugby team, with all these star players in New Zealand, Australia, opting to play for the Little Island Kingdom. I think this really, trickled down to some of our young athletes in other sports. And Nini, who did very well in her age group and youth level in the United States, opted to represent mother country, and we were all happy and proud for her for choosing that.